Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Tyson Harley with you with another quick rant of truth. And I am on the road if you hear road noise, but don't worry. I don't have to look at the phone. I just have to talk. So we're all good. So I'm going to have a couple of these in a row, actually. But the first one is Governor DeSantis out of Florida. Outstanding job getting through the law that says nobody can force an employee to take a vaccine. Excellent. Absolutely excellent. Truly standing up. One of the rules that I said it on Chemology. Pardon my voice. I just got a little bit of a scratchy throat here. One of the rules I said on Chemology recently was that after having attended a rally or two, I note that if you really want to know where somebody truly stands as a politician, if you could just mind read and know what rallies they would be happy to attend and they would attend and what rallies they would definitely avoid. So it's one thing to talk a big game. Are you going to stand where the activists are for a rally? If you knew that, you'd know a lot about the candidate. Are they really just want to get in office and do some stuff? Or do they really have strong convictions around something? And I can say that I don't know Governor DeSantis at all. I can just say that I can tell that he would show up at such a rally. So good for him and everybody that supported him with that. Now I want to talk about a really screw up in strategy that the same governor was involved in, I think hardly a week later. So DeSantis sets up and announces, I guess there are other state-funded facilities to research or develop something. Maybe it's to give out already. I don't know. I don't like that it's state-funded, but more so, it's that we're talking about monoclonal antibodies while being the opponent to the COVID emergency, false emergency state, because nothing is novel after a year and a half with viruses. That's why we're on variants. A variant isn't, by definition, as different from the other existing viruses as a novel virus is. That's why they call one novel, if it's different enough. So the false emergency of a emergency that somehow lasts a year and a half is upon us, and Governor DeSantis properly rejected it, or at least rejected the emergency claims of extra authority, and that's awesome. But what did he do? Had a press release about something that is a better answer to COVID treatment. Governor, I'm sure, I don't know if he went to law school. Many politicians did, but no doubt he has a high level education. You've got to be more of a student of human nature and a student of political power than what that just indicated. Thank you so much for rejecting laws that were not even laws. It's just fascism. That is corporations ruling along with government, whether it's understood exactly where the connections are or not. If corporations are suddenly mandating vaccines or you can go the hell away, and the extremist government, which is now the government that is constantly screaming about mandates as though natural immunity doesn't exist and we must mandate vaccines, that is extremist and fascist. So thank you so much for rejecting that. But you also know that at this point, the emergency itself and all reactions to it need to go away. Stop taking the assumptions and reacting to them. You're still supporting the garbage. if you do that, all right? So I'm happy that you reject vaccines, but you're really playing into their cards a year and a half into this to go, oh, and by the way, let me give you some extra information and support monoclonal antibodies as treatments. Dude, vitamin D is a treatment. Vitamin C is a treatment. Rather, vitamin D is a preventative. So stop it. Stop it. Stop saying that, oh, we've got another expensive treatment. You see what you're doing? You're starting a new chapter in this story. And the story needs to have no more chapters. You need to help close the book. Okay? And oh, by the way, stupid, it's the same thing as remdesivir. Someone's trying to validate this as a reason to get to sell, and who knows, probably with taxpayer money, a very expensive treatment. And you're letting that start, and you're getting press conferences to it in September when the thing started in March the year before. So monoclonal antibodies, potentially very helpful, potentially, but why? Because here's the thing. They're tens of thousands of dollars. This is my guess. Monoclonal antibodies are mostly a cancer treatment because, and they've been around as cancer treatments since at least 1999, because my mother got cancer. And when we went to a briefing at a cancer treatment at Centers of America in Tulsa, when we were coming along with her for a cancer treatment, they'd give you a briefing. Hey, come on in, family. The nurses would explain it. They said, hey, if the chemotherapy doesn't work, take monoclonal antibodies to the extent I which. Okay, as I understand monoclonal antibodies, it's very specific to the cancer. If you have the right kind of cancer, monoclonal antibodies are effective and not generally toxic to the system. So why would you take regular chemotherapy? Answer. Why would you do that first? They said, hey, if the chemotherapy doesn't work, we'll use a monoclonal antibodies, which will target only the cancer. Then why don't you do that up front? Anyway, that's a quick aside. The reasoning is because they want people to be dramatically affected about, look how bad cancer is. We're going to poison you a little bit. You're going to lose your hair. You're going to throw up. You're going to lose weight. You're going to be more... Their immune system is going to be compromised. So we want you to have that dramatic effect. And yes, cancer's bad. But if you give the primitive treatment, and chemotherapy is as primitive of a treatment as it can, it's a general toxin, at least one of them, and I think all types, try to poison the cancer before it poisons you too much. That's it. It's generally poisonous, but they hope to grab one that, you know, they say, this is an emergency. Okay, we've got to go to poisoning the cancer before we poison, and hopefully we poison it enough before we poison you too much. That's what chemotherapy does. So why would you do that primitive, hurtful treatment when you have something that's targeted and more elegant? Well, because we want to extend the treatment because it's tens of thousands of dollars per treatment. And that's just chemotherapy. So then you go with the more advanced one. What do they charge for that? So my guess is, and I'm going to tell you why, that while vitamin D and vitamin C are the real thing, the dumb governor, who thank you for the other thing, but just gave publicity to a hyper-expensive treatment, hyper-expensive, not HCQ, 60 cents a dose, and an approved drug, but monoclonal antibodies. Monoclonal antibodies have not gone down in price, even though they've been around for at least 22 years. At least 22 years. And then I found an article wondering, well, I don't know where all monoclonal antibodies are used. And I found a journal article. I couldn't get to all the details because you know how you look up journal articles and sometimes the entirety is there, sometimes it's not. I'm sure I could find it if I logged on to my library account. Most of you, if you have a library account, it gives you also access to a database, to some major databases, and you can look up full text journal articles. But this one was basically cost of monoclonal antibody treatments. And they said with out of a number of, you know, different types of treatment, 40% of them were cancer treatments. So it didn't overwhelm the cost, but with 40% being cancer treatments, the average price of monoclonal antibody treatment was $98,000. So this is what you're doing, Governor DeSantis. You're giving publicity and being a spokesman for what really is someone else wanting to extend this emergency, wanting to extend the, quote, validity of this emergency situation for purposes of sales. Hey, if they want to sell it, it's fine. But you don't need to get behind it and have some other press conference. You need to stop apologizing for fully resisting. Don't do half measures. Stop doing these things. Stop it. Stop promoting anything except in this crap. And especially now that the criminal, I love how this guy was so bad because he was crude in the way he spoke. We've got to have a more elegant speaker. Yeah, Biden's more elegant. Have you seen how he'll attack a particular person when he's out in public? He'll verbally attack them. If Trump would have done that, you would have never heard the end of it. If he had even one video. So anyway, that's the point there. The next one will be related, but the next one will be around this idea that after DeSantis is one of the few governors who truly stuck up for freedom, that then the very next day, not very next day, within the week, somebody tries to assume power. So my next one's going to be on, historically, what does just the main leader just trying to assume power, what is that often a predecessor for? Oh, the entire country changing because the leader bluffs power he doesn't have and says, I dare you to stop me. If you're not going to take me out of office, I'm just going to consolidate power more. So that's going to be the next one. But yeah, forgive my voice. I got a little upset today with the lawn because my lawnmower died and I was out there for hours and hours. So another Scales of Truth, quick rant of truth on the way. But that's it for this one. Thanks for listening. I'm Tyson Harley. Go catch me on Chemology 411 as well. We put out two episodes a week. One, a systematic chaos episode where we talk about various topics, both personal and fun and more informative and political. And then we have a main topic as the main episode each week. Thanks again, guys.